Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Okay, good morning, Houston. We are here, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a gardening day, really. I am here this morning with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Looking for a great day today.
I know. I think it's going to be a really perfect day for gardening. So one of those days where it's warm in the sun, cool in the shade.
Yeah, we've been really lucky lately. I'm super excited. I think this is finally our spring has sprung.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, people need to get out there and get going. I mean, it's okay to be behind, but you don't really want to, like, let your whole spring go without getting that garden you want. So, and that's what this show is all about. We're here. We're called Garden Pros because we have, you know, great folks like Diane on, real professionals that can actually give you practical, hands-on, excellent advice on anything at all gardening related. And Diane, super, super special. She's here today because I love picking her brain about natives and butterflies and a lot of that stuff that I'm super interested in. So it's really great you're on. But the way we've kind of compiled these professionals is by getting experts from area, mom-and-pop, top-notch garden shops. So those places are, you know, like Diane's from Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood. We have Buchanan's Native Plants, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Gardens, both of those places, and the Arborgate up in Tomball. Seven incredible spots, and we're lucky to have these folks. We're especially lucky to have Diane Bolanowski here with us today. How's your current gardening world? What are you doing at home right now?
Well, it's great, actually. All of my plants are looking fantastic. And especially now that we've had this consistent sunshine, I thought that we would never have spring, you know, finally arrive. But it's here, and we're seeing tons of butterflies. I've got I have Rufus hummingbirds and ruby-throated hummingbirds, so I'm pretty excited.
No doubt. That's super exciting. What does the Rufus hummingbird look like?
The Rufus is the one. It's not quite as pretty. I hate to say that. They're all pretty.
Oh, sure.
But it's a little plainer. It's kind of got more gray and brown. And then the ruby-throated, has a ruby throat or
nice.
A red throat.
Yeah. But, I mean, still zips around. Seems like a miracle of nature. Still is super adorable, does that thing. You could watch it for hours, you know.
Yeah, they're amazing. And, of course, they love my salvia. So I call it my salvia mountain, the beautiful Amistad salvia with the purple, yeah. purple flowers.
No,
very
and I
pretty.
Definitely want to explore those plants. And that's, you and I think, have wondered over that salvia kind of ever since the beginning of this thing just because it's so big and so beautiful.
Yeah, there's a new one out. We're super excited. We have it. We have it in stock. It's called Rockin' Fuchsia Salvia.
Okay.
And it's similar, but it's got dark kind of magenta flowers. I don't call them fuchsia. They do, but I think they're more magenta. Beautiful, and it's especially pretty next to the Amistad salvia, the purple and magenta together.
So this one has that similar structure, that remarkable structure that we see in that Amistad?
It does, and I haven't planted it in my garden yet. We've all kind of, you know, brought one home, but I haven't planted mine yet. But I think it's going to be a little bit shorter, a little bit more compact. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's not too big of a problem, actually, because that Amistad really is substantial. I mean, it's a six-footer, you know. It's really gorgeous and big.
Yeah,
so having
is.
Something that's like a four-footer, that's kind of a nice size, especially for, you know, if you're thinking about getting more pollinators in your landscaping, which I definitely want to explore with you. That's what I want to explore with you today is this idea of butterflies, hummingbirds, what we can do to not just attract them as a habitat, what to give them to eat. I feel like that book's pretty out there. There's a lot of information people need to know, but what's going to get them in to kind of stay all throughout the year? How are we going to feed them? And what are some other ones we can attract? So I think it's pretty exciting. I know I just joined a Monarch Club on Facebook because I want to know more and more. So I'll be picking your brain a lot today. So just know that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We love answering your gardening questions. Want to hear what's on your mind. 713-572-4610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Constantly innovating, we always strive to be better than we were yesterday. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. And we continue to build on the strong values and quality products that brought us to where we are today. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
I want to take a brief second to talk about Southwest Fertilizer, an incredible place in Southwest Houston, aptly named Southwest Fertilizer, that just does so much incredible stuff. So this is a store that's really in the city and devoted to service, quality, and selection. Really what they offer is solutions to your outdoor problems. So, you know, if you're a birder and you want more bird feed, you want top-notch stuff, you want, you know, kind of stuff that's easy to afford, they have all that stuff, incredible tool selection. Really, when it comes down to it, service, quality, and selection apply to everything they do, whether or not it's their lawnmower repair shop or just the simple advice they're going to give you on how to solve a problem. So you have chinch bugs. They're a great place to help you solve that problem. So you'll find that full mower shop I mentioned. They do blade sharpening. They actually can repair mowers. So if you lost some of your mower mojo, man, getting it repaired and getting that blade sharpened is a great way to get it back. Incredible bird feeders. Great wild bird seed, bunch of great plants. So during the growing season, the really veggie season, they always have a really nice selection of heirloom and hybrid vegetable plants to grab. They also have a great tool selection. They have a 90-foot tool wall. So everything from rakes to shovels to, you know, all kinds of different gardening hose, anything that you are going to need, they've got that. It's really wonderful. But the best part about it is their friendly team that know what they're doing, that know what they're talking about, and are happy to help you solve your problem. Bring in a weed, bring in a plant clipping, bring in a bug even if you want to know an idea on a bug. They'll provide options for solving that problem. And if they don't have it, they'll help you find it. That's one thing they pride themselves on is really if you know a solution that's worked for you, they want to help you get that. They have this really great organic corner where they have a bunch of awesome amenities. It's right when you go in the front door, you turn to the right, boom, it's right there. I love that little area. And what's really cool is it drives home how much good fertilizer is just food. It's just food for the soil life. And they know how to talk about that stuff because they care about it. So stop in and see Bob Patterson and his team at Southwest Fertilizer. There's no place quite like Southwest Fertilizer. It's been a Houston lawn and garden tradition since 1955. It's right there at the corner of 5828 Bissonnette and Renwick Street. And it's definitely worth the trip. It's a really cool spot. Check out their website, southwestfertilizer.com. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Danny Milliken, but I'm here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Diane.
Good morning.
You're back. We haven't talked in a long time. It's sad, really.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, because we had the whole birthday celebration, and you guys were our kickoff party. Got it going on, but, you know, the whole birthday celebration. Time flies by. So I'm so happy to talk to you now. Because so much has changed in kind of the pollinator, what we should be doing, what should we be planting, how we should be thinking. So I know this is a topic that you actually care a lot about. It's like how you like to garden, right?
I really do. My whole garden is really created. I mean, it's created for enjoyment, but the pollinators are really number one.
And I think that's such a great way to phrase it, that other people really – I mean, that's why my garden is tailored for, right, is for enjoyment. And I like pollinators and vegetables, right? So it's like you can craft your garden however it's going to bring you joy. And for you, you love seeing this wildlife as part of your life, your ecosystem. And so, you know, that means – tell me what that means. So the list of things that pollinator gardening is different than kind of traditional landscape gardening.
Well, you're really creating it to, you know, create a really balanced environment to attract pollinators. Number one, bees are super important, and that's one thing I didn't mention. I've got a lot of bees. I'm so excited about that. Last year was the first year I really started seeing, you know, a lot of bees in my garden, and I'm still learning about bees. So that's kind of something that I'm excited to learn more about. We have a beehive also at the nursery. And as a matter of fact, when I was leaving yesterday, we had the beekeeper there. We have a beekeeper who comes and helps us with the hive. And they all had their suits on. They were all suited up, and it was super neat to watch. And unfortunately,
so
I couldn't stay to watch their whole process. They had captured the queen. So pretty neat. But it's, you know, it's so important, and there's a couple things that I want to talk about as far as butterflies go.
Yeah.
There's a lot of focus on monarchs, and that's fantastic, and it's really exciting to me that so many people are interested in attracting monarchs to their garden and
I guess,
you know,
the more monarchs
with milkweed.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other butterflies that you can attract to your garden. And there are a few that we're concerned about. We're not seeing as many of them.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, butterflies like the Eastern Black Swallowtail, they host on parsley and dill and fennel and rue. And they're a beautiful butterfly, very easy to attract. But we're seeing less of those. And so I'd like to see people, you know, that are interested in attracting butterflies to focus a little bit on some of the other types of butterflies. You know, the giant swallowtail, which is beautiful, almost as big as a small bird, they host on citrus. And so if you have citrus trees or rue, they also host on rue, and a plant called Hercules Club, which is a really cool plant, you can attract those, and they kind of have a hard time of it. We're seeing less of those as well. They have a lot of predators. On my citrus trees, there's always spiders just kind of laying in wait to go after the caterpillars, and they look really weird. They really camouflage themselves. They kind of look like bird poop, and sometimes they look like a bird poop snake. You should, you know, if you're interested, look them up. They're very unusual looking. Kids just think they're hysterical because they're so odd looking.
That's so great. Now, the giant swallowtail is the one that's real big, but it has like yellow along with the black.
Yes. And it on the other side, it looks like a Monet watercolor. That's the only way I can think to describe it. They're just really beautiful. Also, you know, if you grow passion vine, all types of passion vine, we have the native maypop, we have the yellow passion vine, which is also a native. It's a gorgeous flower. It's a beautiful vine, very vigorous, very tough. But that attracts the gulf fritillary.
Yes.
And it's the little orange caterpillar with little spikes on it. And the spikes are soft. They don't hurt. But that's a beautiful butterfly as well. You know, so there's lots of things. We have a lot of native plants, frog fruit, which is a really great little ground cover. It's tough as nails, can take it dry, can take it wet, has little white flowers. That attracts the Texas crescent.
Oh, wow.
Which is it's a beautiful little butterfly. If you look up close, the markings on the butterfly are just beautiful.
You know, I think I saw one of these on some ragweed, and I took a picture of it. Tiny little, like a dime or a nickel maybe. But it was so pretty and intricate. I totally saw one of these, I think. So a crescent is what they're called? And that's so cool.
Yeah, there's a Texas crescent and a Fayon crescent. And
okay.
They're very similar. And they're just beautiful. So there's really a lot of things. And, you know, we talk about the host plants. So the host plants, if people are confused, the host plants are what the butterfly actually lays the eggs on. They have to lay the eggs on the plant that the young caterpillar can eat, because, of course, he can't go very far.
Right.
Once he's hatched out. So, you know, that's important. It's really important to have host plants in your garden, but it's super important to have nectar plants, because,
absolutely,
you know, they need sustenance. So you really, if you really want to attract butterflies, I think that, you know, if you're starting out, you really should focus on the nectar plants to bring the butterflies in. And of course, those plants, yes, there are certain plants that hummingbirds really love, and certain plants that, that, you know, bees are more attracted to. But most plants that attract hummingbirds and bees also attract butterflies.
Right.
So you can kind of, attract them all.
Well, that's a wonderful tip, is that if you really kind of focus on the hummingbirds, the butterflies, you'll kind of wind up getting some of the other ones too. You'll wind up getting bees and hummingbirds.
Right.
Because the butterfly is so broad. Well, 713-572-4610. I'm really interested in this kind of host plant notion versus nectar plant notion. So when we get back to the break, we're totally going to explore how to get nectar plants in and really building a cycle of these beautiful butterflies in your space. And I for sure want to hear more about the Gulf Coast fritillary. So that one sounds really pretty. 713-572-4610. I'm Danny. This is Diane. We're Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
Summer's coming, and if you want to hear this, you better do this.
Thanks for calling Watts Pool Company.
For a brand new pool, or to make yours look like new, you better call Watts Pool Company now. Watts can even add some to your summer. Yeah, an outdoor kitchen by your pool, or even a whole backyard makeover. Why waste another minute? Call Watts now. WattsPoolCompany.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning. I'm Beverly at the Arbor Gate. Today we have Andrew King from A&M University talking about designing your style. We all want to get those flowers in, but let's make it work for you. If you need more information about our class schedule, visit us online at arborgate.com. And just arrived are the new Sunbelievable sunflowers from Monrovia. This little guy touts 1,000 blooms per season. Don't miss out. You know, planning the spring planting and hunting for those perfect flower for your garden is so much fun. But more importantly, it's to not only prepare the soil, but feed the soil. So don't forget about that famous 1-2 punch, ArborGate Soil Complete and ArborGate Blend. One soil and one food does it all and feeds it all. So make sure we prepare those gardens properly to ensure your success, no matter what you choose to plant. We have trucks rolling in daily. We're always here to help. We're located in Tomball on FM 2920, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249. We're open 7 days a week. You can visit us online at arborgate.com or give us a call, 281-351-8851. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we are back to the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. I'm Danny, here with Diane Bolanowski, our resident professional here today with us. And we're kind of really chatting through butterflies, you know, how to get that element, another layer of color into your space. I think that's one of the coolest things about doing pollinator gardening is you got to plant a lot of flowers, but then you get a whole other group of color.
Yeah, that's true. And one thing that's really important is really you want it's easier for butterflies and pollinators to retrieve nectar. They really prefer if you have just a ton of flowers all kind of grouped together. Mm-hmm. And that's why they really like flowers that have cluster-like blooms. So plants like lantana and pentas are especially attractive to them. And one, you know, they're really tough plants. They're super tough. They love our heat. So I, you know, I have a lot of pentas. I have, you know, a lot of lantana in my garden. Of course, I have a lot of salvias. One flower that's super tough for the summer, but it's not so appealing to pollinators is vinca.
Oh.
And I love vinca. We just got it in stock. I definitely plant it. It's very colorful. And, but if you're really trying to attract pollinators, you know, you might not, want to use a ton of it in the space where you're really trying to attract them.
So
you know,
I see.
You could use them in pots or in another, you know, section of the garden. But you really want something like pentas. Cone flowers are especially attractive,
oh, yeah,
not only to butterflies, bees, and not so much hummingbirds, but the birds really enjoy eating the seeds from the cone flowers in the fall. So I love cone flowers, rutabecchia, black-eyed Susans. Goldstrom is a native variety that's especially tough and pretty and, you know, really is attractive to pollinators. So lots of color grouped, you know, grouped together.
So it sounds like that they really love the flowers that, I mean, have a lot of nectar. So something that's really flat and wide may not hold a lot of nectar, but like a salvia flower is almost like a vase. You know, each little flower holds, I guess, a lot of nectar.
Yeah, they really do. It's just, it's really fun to watch them, you know, watch the pollinators on the salvia because it's just like a smorgasbord, you know. there's so many salvias. And the crazy thing to me is that all of my salvias, probably I have 12 different kinds, they all look fantastic all winter. They really did. There's, you know, Wendy's Wish. There's just so many varieties.
Absolutely. I feel like that if I came into Warren's and I was just like, take me to the salvia selection, I would find so many different leaf structures and plant structures, and every single one of them is going to be a great thing to do groups in a landscape to really get a lot of different abundance to have that smorgasbord, as you mentioned. So 713-572-4610. We're talking with Diane Bolanowski. We're talking about pollinator gardens. So if you've ever had that thing where you know, maybe wanted to do a pollinator garden, but you got overwhelmed, didn't know what to do, or you tried it and it didn't work, maybe you were using flowers like vinca, something really pretty and bright, but that's not really a habitat plant. So Diane, what are some other maybe tricks that people can do that they didn't have success with? Maybe they tried it and didn't have success. What are some things that common mistakes people make?
Well, you know, there are other plants too. You know, as you get more interested, there are plants like things in the Senna family. So there's candlestick plant. That one gets really large, so you might want to be careful with that.
Right.
But, you know, it's very attractive to pollinators.
I mean, that one's a tree, right?
Some people call it the candlestick tree. It grows like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh wow! Well, Diane, let's explore Senna after this quick break. I don't want to squeeze us too much later on, but I've seen that tree, beautiful, covered with butterflies. But I want to hear more about it. But we're just up against it, so we're going to take a quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 713-572-4610. We'll be right back.
Your fireplace. It should be a centerpiece, not a source of stains and smells, leaks, noises, drafts, and maybe even a fire risk. Lord's Chimneys certified insured technicians utilize advanced LCD video scanning technology to find dangers before your home is at risk. Lord's Chimney guarantees mess-free service every time. Keep your fireplace beautiful. Keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, a certified home show pro. 281-724-3400. Or visit lordschimney.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years. Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. Katie's Full Service Nursery.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
The nice man got it right, 713-572-4610. We're going to get back into the show, but first I do want to say a word about an awesome company that I love and have been using for a really long time called Nature's Way Resources. They make compost, mulch, bed mixes. They have a nursery there that has a lot of natives, has a lot of great plants for pollinators. And the one thing I love about them is they've always made my gardening efforts better. So I've tried other soils. I've tried a few different soils. About 9 years ago, I did a bit of a test. There's some new soil yards in town now, but Nature's Way Resources won that test kind of hands down. And basically, it was like plant different beds and see which ones do the best. And whether if it was lawns, flowers, gardens, or veggies, their soil performed the best for me every single time. So when it comes down to building a bed, you want to start strong. It could be a pollinator bed. You know, you want citrus in there. You want herbs in there. You want a lot of different types of plants. And so you want really great soil to build that up. So again, they make great soils, mulches, wonderful composts for any kind of gardening you're doing. Nature's Way products are always going to be safe because they're totally natural, organic, not just ingredients, but also process that it's made with. It's just kind of the same thing that happens on the forest floor. Microbes are breaking down other microbes and making rich, rich soil. In this case, you can actually get the soil, where in the forest you really can't. Pretty sure that's illegal, so don't steal forest floor. Just get Nature's Way Resources. It's really incredible stuff. They also have their great nursery just up past the Woodlands. Awesome location for a healthy selection of native plants, including species eligible for the new low water use 50% water bill rebate. So that's 50% off your water bill, in a rebate from the city, from the residents of Woodlands, which is a pretty awesome deal. So, I mean, it is true that the kind of practices we use out in our landscape, out in our gardens, can make a big impact on the water use we use. And water use in Houston is not like we're running out of water. It's energy. It's labor. It's just you know, governmental dollars. And this is a way to save money if you're a resident of the Woodlands. So pretty cool stuff. For a list of plants, rebate details, their great selection of different soils. They have so many different soil types that they've crafted. Visit their website. Really great stuff. Also, if you want to see where you can buy bags of Nature's Way Resources, that's also going to be on their website. So check them out, naturewayresources.com. Home Show Garden Pros continues now. We're on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. We have the great chance to talk to Diane Bolanowski, talking to her about pollinator gardens, getting those butterflies into your space. 713-572-4610. I do want to stress also that Diane is a total broad-scale expert. She knows anything about gardening. So if you have lawn questions, tree questions, questions about, you know, what's the best way to set up a landscape for your kids, like she can help answer that question. I'm real interested in in pollinators this morning, so I'm asking her about that. But 713-572-4610. Diane, a question I wanted to ask you specifically. When you mentioned vinca, so If I'm setting up, I want to like start a new pollinator garden. Are flowers like vinca good for that? What actually attracts butterflies to a garden?
So one thing is native plants are especially good because they actually are richer in nectar. So, You know, the number one thing is they need them for nectar. So, it needs to be a plant that, and this is the best way I can describe, that is somewhat tubular. because it's easier for them to get nectar from them. So, you know, I look up close at the flowers, but not everyone does. But you don't, you know, a flat flower like vinca or say, you'll never see pollinators go to them. They're just not as attractive to them, and they're not as easy for them to retrieve nectar from. Mm. So, you know, plants that are that produce flowers in clusters or in panicles. So, say butterfly bush. We can't grow lilacs here, so that we call that sometimes we call that our Texas lilac. It has lots and lots of flowers, it's very easy for hummingbirds and butterflies to go just from one tiny flower to another. So, you know, that's what you're looking for. Flowers like heliotrope, which is a really neat plant. It smells like vanilla.
Ooh.
And it's gorgeous. It's just a beautiful flower, dark, dark purple. There's tons of, you know, tiny, clusters of flowers.
Diane, so I know there are so many flowers, and I think organizing them for kind of the listener and for me is a really great thing. Size always matters, I don't know what the heliotrope's growth pattern is. I know Humelia can be a big bush too. So maybe might be good for me to think of it for my learning and for people, like, what, you know, if it's a big bush or a small ground cover, because I think we want all of those heights, right?
Yeah, you want it to be varied because, like we were talking about, the Fayon crescent or the Texas crescent, that's a little tiny butterfly. So frog fruit is it's a ground cover.
Oh, right,
It's very low to the ground. A lot of butterflies, though, they prefer taller flowers. Mm. And I sometimes think it's because they are more protected from predators. That's just my because, you know, they'll prefer the taller forms of, say, the pentas or the old-fashioned type zinnias and, you know, taller forms of, you know, not the newer cultivars as much as the older cultivars of, you know, Rudbeckia and so forth.
Okay, awesome. I think that's really like a great way to think of it is butterflies themselves, most of them, they want to be above the ground, away from the lizards, basically.
But then
when it comes to the ground cover, that's really, besides frog fruit, that's something that we like a lot. So maybe when it comes to the ground cover, that's something we can choose whatever colors, whatever flowers we're attracted to when it comes to ground covers a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't have a lot of space, you definitely can do a container garden that has both host plants and nectar plants.
Ooh, nice. That's smart.
And I do those. A lot of times I'll do that with kids because it's easy. I like for them to see, you know, if you have the nectar plants with the host plants, they have the opportunity to see, you know, the butterflies drink nectar and then also lay eggs on the host plants. And then they're able to observe the caterpillars and so forth. So you can do, you know, in large containers, you can do a combination pot. And, you know, butterflies, while, you know, monarchs, they lay their eggs on milkweed and the caterpillars eat forms of milkweed. If you can get it to flower, if it's not mowed down by the caterpillars, it's actually a very attractive nectar source well.
That's so interesting. I actually didn't realize that, but I guess it makes a lot of sense since they've kind of evolved together. So that's really cool stuff. Milkweed, the flowers, and the leaves are valuable for the monarchs. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. John, we see you waiting. We'll definitely get to you after this short break.
Are you thinking about re-siding your home? Well, house paint warranties require low humidity, moderate temperatures, no rain. What do we get? Maybe 50 days a year like that in Houston? Tell your contractor not to paint. Use James Hardie Color Plus siding. It's Hardy plank with a multi-coat and baked-on paint finish right from the factory. With James Hardie Color Plus, the color lasts longer, and the weather? It doesn't matter. Nothing wrong with that. Learn more at ForgetPainting.com.
Before the sun rises, Jim's out of bed, out the door, on the road, and up a ladder. That's because he's an ideal guy, an ideal roofing services guy on a mission. That's what it takes to earn GAF Master Elite status. A laser-focused, up-with-the-sun-on-the-roof, get-it-right work ethic. What's that get you? A better roof with a better warranty. You could pay someone else less for a roof and get less of a roof. Or go for the ideal, just like Jim and his team at Ideal Roofing Services. IdealRoofingServices.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. One of the gardening questions we're getting a lot right now is, should I be fertilizing? Is it time to fertilize? Yes, it is time to fertilize, especially your lawn. And I'm always going to encourage you to use MicroLife. The MicroLife 624 is a wonderful lawn fertilizer, really balanced, builds the soil up, but also provides very quick feeding for the plants. So if you're dreaming of that beautiful lawn, that bountiful spring, prepare now. You want that summer where you got to mow, where your lawn is out-competing the grass, out-competing the weeds, I mean. Your grass is out-competing the weeds. MicroLife is the way to get there. So it builds up the soil, it allows you to get deeper roots, and it feeds the plant. So their 624 is a beautiful one. Their Humates Plus 004 is something I really, really love. Works a lot like compost. It adds nutrients to the soil, gets really a lot deeper, encourages roots to grow faster. And there's some other cool effects that happen from it. Their website can tell you a lot about that product and some of the other cool effects. If you have a problem area that you really need to overcome, liquid amendments are a great way to do that. So just get one of those hose-end sprayers that has a little, you know, screw-on, screw-off jug. And Super Seaweed, Ocean Harvest, they have a great molasses. You can get Humates, humic acid in liquid form. And those are great ways to kind of speed up the process. There's a lot of liquid fertilizers out there, a lot of different brands, but I really trust MicroLife. I know that they really care. The owner really cares about making a product that works, making a product that's safe for you, gonna work on your plants. I mean, their slogan is all about feeding the soil, feeding the plants. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy planet, healthy people. That's what they're all about. And their products work great and are totally safe for you, pets, kids, all that jazz. They can't burn your lawn because they're about your roots. And so deeper roots, better plants. MicroLife is all about that. So look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location. Or if you're looking where to find it, you can just go to their website, microlifefertilizer.com. Diane, you ready to answer some caller questions?
Sure.
All right. John, you are on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the show. So here's my question. I think my wife has a nectar-rich, host-rich butterfly garden environment, but it's also like lizard-rich or gecko-rich. I mean, we have an explosion of lizards, and I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, I'm sure they're predators, but how do we control? I mean, we'll have days where the milkweed has three or four little caterpillars, and you can see the lizards lurking, and by the next day, the milkweed leaves have not been, you know, you can see when they've started to be consumed and the caterpillars are gone. And we have a chemical-free garden environment, but I'm just curious, how do we better manage the predators of the butterflies we're trying to help enter the world?
That's a really good question. Lizards, I have a lot of lizards too. And, it may be for a number of reasons, but they definitely are predators and they definitely lay in wait. It's funny, over the years, monarchs, I think things have changed a little bit, in our environment because, it used to be that lizards and spiders and other predators found monarch caterpillars distasteful. But I have observed, lizards actually eat the caterpillars of monarchs. And so I think things have changed up a little bit. That's kind of a hard question because they definitely are there, you know, to eat caterpillars, and they're definitely going to, you know, prey upon them. And so they're also preying upon the eggs. That's something I really don't, to be honest, I don't know the answer to controlling, lizards and geckos. Danny might have a better take on that than me. I have an issue with spiders because, as I said, the spiders go after the giant swallowtails that are on the citrus plants. I try not to intervene too much in what's going on in nature. I feel like if I created an environment where, you know, everything is healthy soil, I don't use pesticides, things like that, then I feel like, you know, I can't intervene too much, with the predators. Sometimes you just kind of have to let nature take its course.
Yeah, it feels like right now the lizards are winning.
Yeah, I know.
So are your plants pretty densely planted? Like, is there any space for birds to get in there, things like that?
Yeah, we have a potted sort of butterfly garden, and then we have long stretches of beds with, you know, the salvias, pentas, lantanas that you were talking about. I don't have higher plants. That it sounded like earlier that might be a deterrent for predators if I have taller, like host and nectar plants, perhaps.
Well, so I think Diane was referring to the actual adult butterflies on those being a little bit free from the lizard attacks. But I'm just wondering if you had the lizard's predator have access to the space a little bit more, be it blue jays or, you know, some other bigger songbirds. If that was something, I know that my cat, I got a little kitten who's a real huntress, and she brings a couple lizards in every week. And luckily, they're always the brown ones that are kind of invasive and not our Houston green ones that I love so much. But, you know, Diane just wisely mentioned that natural cycle. And, you know, we're all about like, okay, well, how do we get that cycle to work for us? You know, in this situation, the predator-prey cycle is kind of working against you, but maybe there's some way to open up your canopy or get a kind of tree nearby that'll get more birds nearby to kind of police the lizard population.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because birds will actually stay away from the monarch caterpillar, right, Diane?
Yes, technically they do.
Yeah. So, but the lizards don't. They're not. They can't be affected by the toxin that the caterpillars have. Well, John, I really appreciate the call and.
Interesting.
It's so much
of battle rages. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, you bet. So much of gardening success is strategy, is figuring out a good strategy to kind of overcome the solutions. So, you know, getting birds nearby, like, you know, opening up the beds a little bit, those might be ways to do it.
And the cats definitely do help with the lizards.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, a little kitty thing. They're like, wow. Okay, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Be like John. Ask a question. We love that stuff. 713-572-4610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, and I love connecting people with great information. It's one of the reasons that I love having people like Diane Bolanowski on with me. OHBA, the Organic Horticultural Benefits Alliance, OHBA, loves the same thing. And they're bringing in a wonderful speaker, Zach Bush, MD, Dr. Zach Bush. And he's going to be presenting a talk called Enhanced Longevity with Organics. It's talking about the higher quality of food you eat actually improves your health. So, and you know, you have a better health. That means you have a kind of a better life, a longer life. And Dr. Zach Bush is triple board certified, expertise in internal medicine, endocrinology, diabetes, hospice care, and chemotherapy. So a lot of pressing medical issues from diabetes to cancer. He really knows about it. And he's a strong believer that our health is dependent on the quality of our food, not just the quantity, but the quality itself. So, you know, if you want to kind of gain incredible knowledge on the connection between the soul and the gut microbiome, you know, you can figure out what foods to eat and what foods to avoid and discover how to disease-free, healthy, and long life. We'd love for you to come. So the event is coming up soon. It's this Tuesday, April 30th, and it is 5 to 7:30 p.m. at McGovern Centennial Gardens at Herman Park. If you're looking for tickets to learn more about this great opportunity to improve your life, improve the quality of your life and the longevity of your life, check them out online at obaonline.org. Sorry, obaonline.org/events. So obaonline.org/events. They do a great job with these people, and I know Dr. Bush is going to be just wonderful. So very excited about that. Diane, you want to go to the presentation about increasing longevity?
I actually do. I'm excited about that. I'm really interested in that.
Yeah, no, it's they do a great job of bringing in speakers and really kind of really have gathered a great group of sponsors also that really help out and care about this subject. And I think it's so wild how microbes play such a pivotal positive role as well as a negative role. And, you know, when it comes to monarchs, we all know about the negative role the microbes play. There's that virus, right?
Right. And I wanted to touch on that just for a minute, if we have time.
Of course.
You know, there's a lot of focus on monarchs. And here in our area, it's very easy for us to grow tropical milkweed.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's easy for teachers to use in the classroom just because it's prevalent and easy to find. But right now, it's not so easy to find. We have been really going through milkweed, and the growers that grow it for our nursery have had a hard time keeping up. And one of the reasons I feel that that's occurring is we've got a lot of monarchs here. We had a lot early because they didn't migrate,
right,
which is what they naturally would do. Because when we keep milkweed in our gardens over the winter, it encourages the monarchs to stick around and not migrate.
Absolutely.
And so we have, they inbreed, you know, they stick around and, you know, so you have caterpillars, you have butterflies emerging, and, it runs the risk of spreading a disease that is prevalent in the monarch population called OE. And we won't get into it too heavily here, but what happens when you don't cut the milkweed back, there's more of an incidence of them spreading it. They spread it to each other. And so what happens is it weakens the population. And we have quite a few butterflies here that didn't migrate at the beginning of the season. Mm. And so they're laying eggs early. And so we have, you know, it's creating sort of an unnatural cycle. So we have a lot of caterpillars and we have a lot of need for the milkweed. So for a number of reasons, we feel that it's really important to continually cut back your tropical milkweed throughout the winter, from really late October up until, you know, maybe mid-January. And this helps encourage the monarchs to actually migrate, which is what they, you know, naturally would do, and not stick around. Mm. Another thing that happens is when we encourage them during the winter, they might go ahead and go through the full cycle. But when they emerge from their chrysalis, if it's a very cold day, they won't be able to fly. And they'll be more prone to attack from a predator, or if it's cold weather, it's just not the natural cycle.
That's why they migrate, right? To get to warmer weather,
exactly,
because that increases their chance of living. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've had people bring me chrysalis in the middle of winter, just
right,
not knowing what to do because it's gotten very cold.
Well, it sounds like that pruning back, and let's explore when to do it is and if there are any other solutions after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros, Diane Bolanowski here dishing out incredible pollinator knowledge, and we're on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your questions in just a few minutes. First, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens in Enchanted Forest. Today we'll have our Create Your Own Driftwood Tabletop Garden. Nothing brings better energy into the home than living decor. For today's seminar, we will have a beautiful selection of air plants and bromeliads to create your own arrangement to wow your guests. It will be at 10 a.m. at Enchanted Forest and 2 p.m. at Enchanted Gardens. Be sure and call to make a reservation. To register for our seminars, you can call Enchanted Forest at 281-937-9449 and Enchanted Gardens at 281-341-1206. There are tons of beautiful daylilies in bloom. Agapanthus, also known as Lily of the Nile, are getting ready to burst into bloom, so now is the time to plant them. Tons of perennials that will take the heat and attract butterflies for the summer, and a great selection of drift roses. Also, if you're running late on your tomatoes and peppers, we've got some larger ones in 2-gallon pots that will give you a little head start to catch up. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359, convenient to Richmond, Cinco Ranch, and Katy. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Great Wood, and First Colony. You can also find us on our website at myenchanted.com. Now, here we go. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Joey. And here we are, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610, talking with Diane Bolanowski. We're really kind of we've been covering basically butterfly gardening. A couple of highlights that I've received from Diane. Really a great way to begin the process, focusing on nectar plants and adult butterflies, and then work in habitat plants. So habitat host plants are what the butterfly caterpillar eats. Diane, correct me or help me out if I'm getting these wrong.
No, you're right. You got it.
And so you have Gulf Coast Fritillary, and they like passion vine.
Yes, correct.
You have the swallowtails, what is the eastern swallowtail like?
The eastern black swallowtail likes things in the carrot family, so dill, fennel. Sometimes they'll eat carrot tops if they have nothing else.
So readily available herbs. I mean, that's easy to find, right?
Yeah, it's really easy to grow, and a lot of people like to grow those anyway. And it's a very pretty butterfly. It has some neat little quirks. That's another thing. The caterpillars, they all have very different personalities and quirks. That's another show. I really like caterpillars.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I study them.
Okay. And then black swallowtail citrus. And we're talking about currently monarch host, which is milkweed. So two solutions to this overwintering problem that's really spreading this OE disease. One is our cultural practices of cutting back in winter, the tropical milkweed, but I want to hear you talk about native milkweeds also, right? That's a possible solution because they go dormant anyway.
Yes. So the thing is, the reason that we don't carry a lot of native, we do bring in native milkweed, but It's usually available in small quantities because in North Texas and the Hill Country, you'll find native milkweeds growing, in pastures and farm fields. But you don't find that as much here in this area. So they're a longer season crop, so it's harder for the growers. It takes a longer time to actually grow. So I do encourage people to grow it, but you have to have a little bit of patience. So you want to start your plants and have some native plants available, as well as the tropical milkweed. There's also another neat milkweed that we will get in soon called it's giant milkweed, and it's an enormous plant, and it's beautiful. And the leaves are very thick, so they eat a lot less. So I really encourage people to look for that when we bring it into the nursery, probably in a couple weeks or so.
That sounds like an awesome solution to a thing I hear a lot where people are just like, well, all my leaves are already gone. So that sounds like a really great solution to that.
Right. Have a variety and plant enough.
Yeah. Well, Diane, thanks so much. Time flew by. You've done an incredible job today. And again, it's one of my favorite topics, and I especially love to hear you talk about it. So get out there, folks, and get that other layer of color. Plant some flowers, but have me flowers that bring you butterflies. It's a great way to kind of enrich life, get uninterested people interested in gardening, especially kids. So Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, anything cool happening at Warren's today?
Yeah, actually, we've got our landscape designers at the nursery all day today to visit with customers and talk to people about their landscape issues. So we're excited about that. And we just got the mother load of trucks in all week long.
Nice.
I'm excited to get going because we have so many beautiful plants that I'm excited to visit with customers and get people, get people growing.
Well, that's wonderful. It's a great day for gardening, and thanks so much for helping us out today.
Thanks, Danny.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll be back after a break with Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.